Welcome back to Songs That Send Us. It's been a hot minute, and we are pumped to be back. We hope you had a great holiday season. If whatever you celebrate, we know we have a few followers here, new followers here, which is exciting over the Christmas break holiday.
And people from all over the country, all over the world,
So if you're new here, it's Shaden and it's Annie. I'm Annie. She's Shaden, and we love to just talk about a song each episode that sends us, which is to say.
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, in the young Gen Zers words, it means it just like hits you. It hits you. Yeah.
Perfect. And today we're talking about a Shaden pick, which is Shalala by Hayley Hendricks.
Yes. Before we get into that, though, there are some things we need to, you know, discuss, touch on, get out of the way. One of those being, we like to do a little bop talk every week. If you're new here, you're new to bop talk as well, but we like to kind of just like hit you with some great songs that we've been listening to the past week. Before we get into that though, hello, Dominic Fike is in Euphoria. I was wigging out when Annie told me that because we saw him at Shaky Knees. Dominic identifies as he, correct, or they?
I believe so, but let's do a pronoun check.
Okay, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. That would be super rude. Also, I think I heard Dominic and Hunter are dating, too. What a hot couple that is.
I know.
I was just like, wow.
Yes, he. He says he.
Okay, fantastic. Love that. We're back to our normal fact-checking behavior. But I don't know. Like, I didn't realize he was amazing at Shaky Knees, and then I didn't realize he was an actor at all. Is this his first role?
I think it might be one of his, like, genuine first roles. And the funny thing is, like, I watched the new season of Euphoria, or started it, and I'd seen him, and in my head, I absolutely did not correlate, despite having seen him live. That's Dominic Fike. And then I saw it, and I was like, what the fuck, Dominic Fike? But he's really good in the show.
That's so funny. He's very talented, like, such a good actor. Yeah. So, multi-talented man there. Multi-hyphenate, as they say. But
a renaissance also in man.
There you go. Dominic taking the world by storm. Also, he's a baby. He's really young, too. So it's kind of extra impressive. But not a baby, but like, I don't know, younger than I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But also, Nick Jonas, the third Joe Bro of the Jonas Brothers, is a father now. Did you see that?
I did see that. And it like hasn't fully computed to me yet.
It's weird.
It feels like that's not true.
Well, Nick is the baby of the group. So it's just like, oh, wow, he's a real adult now. He's a dad.
So weird. I can't even imagine. It feels so like a baby still to me. I don't know how he can raise a baby, but.
I know. Well, yeah, because they're all dads now. And it's just like, oh, wow.
Childhood flashing for my eyes. I also still truly believed that him and Priyanka were a PR couple, so I'm amazed that they have a child together now. We're I actually kind of still think for that. They're a PR couple, but
listen, I have a lot of thoughts, not positive ones, about them. And I mean, I don't think it's an unpopular opinion, to be honest, but Priyanka fans are very fierce.
Scared to put it out there, we don't want our fans to get mad at us.
No, but it's funny because on TikTok and I think Twitter I've seen too, people are like, they're kind of a weird couple. I don't know how to describe it, but I definitely feel the same. Regardless though, yay for that. I'm sure there's going to be some great tunes coming out in the next couple years about their fatherhood now. They're all fathers.
The fatherhood album, we're waiting for it.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. But yeah, I feel like in honor of this, the Jonas Brothers or Dominic Fike should be on Bop Talk, but they're not on mine, just FYI.
Oh, I didn't. I have only females today.
I love that. Hit me with it. What have you been listening to in the past couple of weeks? Because it's been weeks.
I have brought two songs to the table today.
Yeehaw.
So the first song I wanted, oh my God, I didn't even have Lizzie McAlpine on my Bop Talk today, but she has been putting out some music. It's fire.
You love her.
But one I wanted to play today is called 23 by, I'm assuming it's Wallace. Wallace is how you say it. So let's give it a little bit of a listen.
In my childhood bedroom, and I'm so bored of 22. Same old nothing every day. Too old to be a runaway. Expiring at my mama's house. Really thought that I'd be out by now. I'm terrified of the future. Scared that I'll still be a loser. And I just can't wait to be all grown up in 23 and tell me what is wrong.
I don't know how to describe it, but that feels very, and I think I say this like 90% of the time, but it feels very emblematic of kind of 2010s, like high school, something I listened to in high school, and I really like it. It's very fun, the whatever 20, 40 seconds we listen to.
Yes. I like that. Absolutely. Yeah. I just love the energy. I love that there's like, I don't know, that like the voice layering in it, and yes, like how it kind of picks up on the chorus. It's just like fun. And also I do love like that when, I don't know, like that feeling of young adulthood kind of too, like growing up.
That's exactly,
I think there's
it.
Something that feels kind of like on the edge of adolescence and adulthood about that song. So
yeah, and I've never heard of them, so that's cool too.
Yeah, I think it just came up on my like Discover Weekly, so that's as a Discover Weekly find. Shout out Spotify.
Not to be a psycho, but how did you organize your the left side of your Spotify? How is it so neat and organized? It has,
oh,
she has it bucketed
all my
into
playlists
years,
organized in folders by year I made them.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can make playlist folders on Spotify.
That must be new. Wow.
Newish for a while.
Oh no, I guess I haven't gotten that update then done. But I, you know what? Once again,
you just go
that is
and,
a
yeah, if you do like click right, you can make create folder.
Oh, you know what? That probably has been here and I just never realized what that meant.
No, yeah.
One up though, Spotify over Apple once again.
Yes, we love that. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other song, this is the one I thought I might have played for you already, but I don't think I did. It's called Let Me Try by Rachel Zegler, and it's just so pretty, which is why I just love it. It's really simple, but it's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could tell you what's been going through.
I feel like I'm gonna cry.
No, it makes me want to cry sometimes. It's so tender. It's like,
I'm not so sure. Everything I love seems to leave me. Don't want it anymore. So please don't think it's 'cause I'm leaving. I'm simply working on believing I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. But all I ask is that you let me try.
I played more of that than I thought I was, but you had to hear the chorus, so
yeah.
I was like, I gotta keep it going.
That
yeah,
is so
just,
lovely.
I just love that it's so, like, very simply produced, mostly just her voice and some voice layering and a guitar picking, but it's just so, like, tender because of that, so I love that.
It's very soft. Probably lyrically, I couldn't digest that, but just also instrumentally. Like, I have a kind of, I don't, it's called, like, dancing in the, or cozy vibes, but it's kind of like songs you listen to, like, dancing in the kitchen, like, you know, slow dancing kind of thing and stuff, and that would be just gorgeous on it. Such a beautiful song, Annie. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes. Now give
you
me
you sound
the
like you're at a meeting.
I know.
Thank you for
I
sharing
get
that.
I'm so excited though, especially because we haven't talked in so long. Now I'm like, oh
I
my
know.
God, what is Shadden bringing to the table? Ugh. I'm pumped.
I've been listening to some weird stuff. Mostly, I just, sad to say, when I was talking to someone like about how I've been like feeling down and I've been going on TikTok a lot because it helps, you know, just short bursts of happiness.
Yes, exactly. And shut your brain off.
Exactly. But there's been a lot of trendy TikTok songs that I've actually been really into.
TikTok made me remember the Frank Ocean song, was it Lost?
Which one?
Which one is that that's really popular on TikTok right now? It is.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Lost by Frank Ocean. I've been re-listening to that baby all the time. And then it made me re-listen to the whole album because it's a great Frank
that's
Ocean
so
album.
That's so interesting. I haven't seen a lot of talks with that, TikToks. Is there a trend for Lost?
Actually a trend, but people have just been using it a lot. I've been getting this thing where on TikTok where I'll get a lot of TikToks that is like just someone's face, but like a long chunk of text about something they're feeling. And like part of it is interesting because sometimes they're funny or like just intriguing.
Yes.
But the other part of me is like, give me the laughs. I'm like, I can't sit here reading all this.
No, it needs to be instant gratification. That's just how it goes. But I don't know if I told you this. I don't know if this is like during my period of distress, but do you know, you know the hockey guys, right?
Like the hockey guys as in men who play hockey in general?
No, but yes, but it's a TikTok account of this sports team.
I don't think they've come across my feed, maybe. Or maybe
I'm
once or twice.
I haven't sent you them. Yeah, they actually play out of Wisconsin, some school superior.
You might have sent me one now that you're saying that, because I know I've seen some, and maybe one or two, and they probably came from you.
But I'm obsessed with the one that's like a farming major. Of course.
Such a Wisconsin major too.
No, I know. It's funny, but they do random little trends, and they did the one for the song Womp Womp. Have I sent you it? I literally was like, I watched this 10 times.
Don't think so, but is this the song you're about to play?
Yes, that was a long prelude.
Maybe I will remember it when you play.
Very
it.
Long prelude, yeah. But it's just like, it's a fun song. And like the trends are fun because people like do a little dance or whatever to it. I don't even know if it's a trend, but they did it really well. And it's just like the beat drop is good in this. It's just like not necessarily a good song, but it's like fun. This is like the bit they do the TikTok too.
Yes, it sounds a little familiar.
Big Thomas Stunner, I'm out here on the come up. I beat the pussy drummer, I roll up no more drummer. She give me what I wanna. Boss so hard, need a warm up. I back that at the warm up.
Anyways, it's clearly just like your typical rap song, but it's just like a fun
song. It is. I like that. I like the beat a lot.
Yeah, and then, again, just shows how much I've been on TikTok. This is my bop of the week. And then I really liked, I think I heard this one on my, it was either my Release Radar or my Discover Weekly, and I'm a big Cigarettes After Sex fan. I've always wanted to see them in concert and just, like, never been able to. But this is some kind of mashup of one of, like, them and some other artists, Goody Grace and Lexi Jade, and I really like it.
Driving all night, lost track of time. All these lonely roads aren't how they used to feel. Big dreams in our eyes, carefree yet so blind, and afraid of anything that's real. Watch the sunset through our windows. If I could go back, then I'd stay there. Just us. Wrapped up in the autumn air, act like I don't, but I'll always care. Oh babe, I'm gonna go where the girls are.
I just love the lead singer's voice of Cigarettes After Sex. I feel like it's so unique.
You know what I love about Cigarettes After Sex is that I can't say this definitively because I'm not sure I've listened to every single one of their songs, but every Cigarettes After Sex song I hear, I'm like, oh, this is the perfect soundtrack for me in, like, a coming-of-age indie movie moment or something like that. Like, it always feels like I'm, like, I feel like this should be the scene where I'm, like, putting a cassette into my car and driving in an indie movie or something, like, hanging out the window.
How iconic.
But
it's just, like, they bang them out, these songs that always hit in some kind of way. But, yes, that does bring us, I think, to
today's
Inshallah.
Yeah, so what brought you to today's pick? I know we both have liked this song for a while, and I've listened to this whole album of hers, but I'm curious, you know, what was the decision today?
So funny, you are actually the one who introduced me to this song ages ago now, and I originally was going to choose something else this week, but, you know, I think I needed some happiness in my life, and this song just feels like that.
Us knowing this song. Beyond me, the person who introduced me to this song was Sarah Nagy. So Sarah Nagy, if you listen to our podcast,
shout out. Love that. Good pick, Sarah. You just taste. But I don't know, like, and this is maybe a weird thing to say, but we talked about Nobody by Mitski on the pod before.
Yes,
and this song,
love a feral moment in a song.
This song feels like Nobody. Like, it's on a lower level, but it feels like Nobody by Mitski. Like, it's on this in the same realm.
Yeah.
And I think those songs, they're so great, and this one doesn't get enough attention, in my opinion. I don't think she's as popular of an artist, obviously, as Mitski, Hailey.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to do it just because it gives me that same energy, and who doesn't need a little scream moment, you know?
Yeah. I love when it just, when you just get, that's the same reason, like, yeah. Obviously, Nobody is, like, the gold standard, but, like, also, mm-hmm. like, I Know the End by Phoebe, when she just screams mm-hmm. at the end, like, mm-hmm. and then this song, when she just screams on the bridge or whatever, yeah. you're like, yes, this is, it feels yes. like you're releasing something that, like, should be released, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. Notice these are all female artists that yep. have that cool
female
moment.
Rage, baby. We love it.
We love it.
That would be a good playlist. Just the female rage playlist or whatever. We'll have to work on that.
Shocked you don't have one already. Come on now. Step it up. Queen of Spotify over here.
I know.
But just a little info about Hailey. Cool Hailey Hendricks. She was born in Stockton, California, to a Filipino-American family and grew up in Oregon, where she interestingly learned to sing in church, which I feel like mm-hmm. usually you can kind of tell with mm-hmm. like people when they grew up like in church singing environments, but I feel like I can't with her.
Do we know if Hailey is queer? Is she queer?
I'm not sure. Not sure. But I do think she gives Portland energy.
I'm curious, just because, sorry, not
she
divert us.
No, I will continue giving some background while you look that up. In 2016, she released her EP Fish Eyes, which was her debut EP. And then her first full-length album, I Need to Start a Garden, which this song was on, was released in March of 2018. And I Need to Start a Garden is a line that is repeated multiple times in this, the climax of the song. So that's pretty cool and fun. This is an interesting one, this song. I don't think there's like a lot like it besides like off of her catalog. This song was written as part of a songwriting challenge that some friends had hosted. And she said about this song, it was an embarrassing stream of consciousness experiment that went much further than expected. I think it's important to allow ourselves to be embarrassed sometimes. It helps us grow in one way or another. And she also said, when you're in an active pursuit of creativity, we can't forget how necessary it is to create those embarrassing pieces of poetry, music, art, or writing that humbles us too. I had no idea how much fun it would be performing it and sharing it with the band. At first it just made me laugh, but eventually it got serious. I felt uncomfortable with the honesty of the lyrics, but now I simply surrender to it. Shalala is about the doubt we may feel attempting to derive meaning from our daily lives. Which is super, love the honesty there with kind of how songwriting is and how I think like some of the best songs are those kind of uncomfortable moments when writing them.
Yeah, I love too hearing about how artists feel like their performance of the song or their relationship with the song they wrote changes over time. I find that really fascinating mm-hmm. too, because I have to imagine writing a song is a lot of times from kind of a singular feeling or emotion that might be mm-hmm. very present, and then as time goes on, how that your relationship with that song can change. So it's really interesting to hear about that. Also, update, the internet couldn't fully tell me what her sexuality is, so I'm not sure.
Bummer. Wow. The internet doesn't know all sometimes, which is, you know, just an unfortunate slap in the face because we like to think it does.
I was just curious because of the, sometimes I feel like there's a little bit of like a pipeline from like grown up religious to queer artists.
True.
Like, I don't know, queer indie artist vibe. So I was kind of curious. But
that is a great point. And do you know who that makes me think? But Julian Baker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's the first one I think of, but...
Okay, should we listen to a little bit of this?
Yes.
I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour. Shalala, shalala. Shalala, shalala. The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs, and all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to, I've fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram. Shalala.
Today, because I feel like this song also has unhinged energy.
Fantastic point. I, you know, intentionally did that. I think this, I remember listening to this song so much during kind of springtime because I'd be going on a lot of walks or whatever. And this just feels like a kind of a breath of fresh air song. I think it's like partially her voice, but just the song itself, like the beat and all of that. It feels very spring awakening energy. Like you feel revived, but also you feel like cathartic. This is a cathartic song and you feel kind of all over the place at the same time, which is, I feel like, intentional.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like you said, there is something that's like a breath of fresh air about this that is feels kind of soothing, but at the same time, there is this very much so this like undercurrent to the song that even from the beginning, even though it doesn't start off super chaotic, feels like you're like, oh, something is coming. This is building, which I think is really like applicable to the whole song. And we'll get into, I mean, other lyrics specifically, but like a lot of the song to me does feel like what we were talking about earlier before we started recording, but like when you're in a state and you're like holding on and things aren't going super well, but it's like that last little thing is what breaks you, not like something horrible happening in your life. It's like my example of spilling the ranch everywhere and having a mental breakdown about it. When just something
having a tough time, guys.
Happens and snap, you snap. And that's something about that. Like this song feels like that to me when it's like, you're like gripping on, you're holding on, but if that one thing falls over the edge, you're going to be like, oof. And that's why I kind of feel about the line, the milk is sour. For some reason to me, that feels like, that's like that last thing. It's just like, the milk is sour. We're trying to keep going through this, but, and there's a lot of meanings to that line, but that's one way I think of it.
Well, no, you're right, because it starts off kind of, you're having milk, like, I don't know, when you think about it, you wake up, you're having milk in something, usually. I don't know, most people, like, when you're younger, at least. We are dairy-free up in here, but, yeah, most people do. And it's just kind of, it has, the whole song has the energy of, you wake up, you're having a shit day, nothing is going your way, but you're, like, trying to kind of put a handle on it or, like, deal with it. But also, it could be, like, your anxiety is, like, building, like, throughout the day, because nothing is going your way, and that's kind of the intensity of the song builds at the same time.
Yeah.
And so that is like a cool way to start it. The milk is sour. Like I've barely been in college. Like you're just not having a great go at whatever this is, like life or whatever. I love, I adore the line, the brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. I think that's just a really fun it's so line.
Good. I mean, we talk about like art honesty, like lyrical honesty all the time. And this one is just, this song is so specifically just like, I am putting my most insecure or ugly parts of myself forward a little bit. Not like that this is, you know, not going to college is really an ugly thing or anything like that. But like to her, likely a lot of this stuff has just been like, the brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. That's to be like, that's how I really feel about myself. This is all a cosmic fucking joke and I'm not doing very well in it. I'm not the one but laughing.
It's also just self-deprecating, which is, I feel like people love that in this day and age.
Oh, that's so Gen Z, like, humor. To be self-deprecating. Not that either of us technically are Gen Z, probably, but.
Well, I technically am. We're cuspers. Yeah, I hate it. I don't like to identify as a Gen Zer, but we technically are. So it makes sense. I feel that. I don't know, just, like, some of the lyrics in this are just so silly, but. And then, which obviously, yes, she wanted it to be that way. But then it kind of like, when you really break it down, you're like, oh my God.
I know, because that line, like, the brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. Like, by putting those things together too, it's like the gap in my teeth, which is like, something that you're just born into. Like, you can't really change it. I mean, maybe you could, but it's just one small thing. And then all that I can cling to, everything else that I'm just desperately trying to keep control of. Like, I don't know, it just seems, there's nothing really comedic about these lines too and how they're placed together or not.
Also the whole shalala, watching the NPR version of this, they did a live, you know, Tiny Desk, and they played this one first, and she's kind of funny, Haley, but she was saying that means mother in Arabic and shala means waterfall, and so they're kind of like, let's just stick them together, you know, and like, why not, kind of thing. They made it up. And so that's just another layer, I feel like, to creating this song and kind of
that's
making
really interesting.
It just, whatever is
because I didn't know
like,
that, but the way I'd always kind of interpreted that is, I think of that, like, that chorus of, like, the shalala is kind of being like, I'm fine,
I know,
everything's fine,
literally.
We're fine, we're just doing this, like, that's how it feels to me.
Yes, it's so funny because it relates to what you were saying earlier, your last Thursday, but I think it's, like, the whole song itself, like, just glancing at it, it feels like, oh yeah, like spring energy, good vibes. But then like you listen to it and you listen to it multiple times and you're like, oh, this is like stressing me out, the build, until it kind of like bubbles over. Yeah. And I don't know. I think like, I know that this is created for like a songwriting challenge, but it's kind of in like in a fun way, but it's kind of genius how she does that.
No, I really appreciate this yeah. song and like the lyrics of this song. I mean, we come into like the second verse, I guess this would be.
Yeah.
With olives on my thumbs and all that I have yes. stuck to and all that I have clung to, I've felt like a dog. The world yeah. that I have trusted is bent over and busted and rusted by an arbitrary sonogram, which also we got to talk about the internal rhyme of just the bent over and busted yeah. and rusted by, like, so good, but with trusted from the line before. But I love the line, this world that I have trusted. I don't know, for something about that line hit so hard for me, because it's like, especially when we're young, we do place trust in this world that like everything is going to work out, or like the world mm-hmm. is fixable and that we can... Mm. make our way and it won't be that bad. And like as you get older, you become, I feel like, just slowly more disillusioned to the powers at play and what the world actually is. And so like it's bent over and busted and rusted by an arbitrary sonogram, which partially you're like, what does that even exactly mean? But I feel like it kind of points to like when you actually get to see all the insides of all these things and kind of the gross underbelly maybe of like what the world actually is. Not to like be completely pessimistic, I think the world does have obviously great things about it, but yeah. once you kind of become disillusioned to a lot of it, you're like, oh, this is the world yeah. I was given and I have to make my go in it. Great.
Yeah. That line, though, in particular, is bent over. Yeah, the one you literally just talked about. Rested by an arbitrary sonogram. Who decides to use that in a song? But also, yeah, she clearly did intentionally because of like what it means actually when you like do look at the word by word kind of thing. So it's like a broken arbitrary, so it doesn't have really meaning, like these things that kind of like mm-hmm. fuck you over and whatever. It's just like circumstantial and like case by case, like there's no rhyme yeah. or reason to it kind of thing, which that is the definition of when you're having a bad day, there's most likely most of the time not a reason you're having a shit day. Things just happen and it's like you can't yes. predict these things, and I just think that's like what she's getting at here. But
yeah, which is, oh, like, what a feeling, because I feel like most of us have been there where we're just like, mm-hmm. why is everything going wrong? Why is my life like this, or whatever that feeling is? And it's truly yeah. just down to like shitty luck sometimes. It's not yeah. necessarily that the world hates us, but it's easier to feel like there's some cosmic being like, fuck you.
I mean, that's literally us right now.
Apart. Yeah.
With Mercury retrograde. We are strong believers in Mercury retrograde. But yeah, I'll play a little bit more of the song if that's all right with you.
Yes, I think that's perfect. Sour with olives on my thumbs, and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth.
Gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego. She'll never be a bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk. The olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Actual favorite line of the song, guess which one it is. I probably already put in the comments which one it was.
Oh, I don't know, let's see. Oh, is it the pomegranate?
Yeah, duh. No, I mean, that might be yours too, to be honest, just because hello, Persephone imagery oh, there. Yeah.
Love some Greek mythology reference. Yeah.
She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. That's just a great line, I think. Love it. And also, every time I listen to that song, it trips me up because I'm like, ah, I can just, I don't know, just that feeling of kind of, I don't know, it's like, in my mind, this is nothing to do with the song, it's just like the line out of context, but just like, it has like this kind of manipulative essence to it, because you're just like using someone, you know what I mean, like without thought, but I don't know, I just love that line, it's like a powerful line to me.
I think so. I think out of the whole song, that section is the one that maybe disorients me the most, thinking about what exactly is being said. If you don't go outside, well, nothing's going to happen. She'll never write her number on a crumpled up. Like, I'm thinking about, like, what does she'll mean there? Like, is that another person in your life? Or is that, like, a projection of you? Of, like, the you that does go outside? And so I find it really interesting. But I do love that. I also just love the line, if you don't go outside, well, nothing's going to happen. Like, neither the good nor the bad is going to happen.
And so that kind of like these alter egos or something?
Yeah. So it's like, you'll never meet that person who would have written their name on that crumpled up napkin. But she'll also never be your ego, and she'll never be abandoned, and she'll never eat your heart like a pomegranate, like, which again, that rhyme. So it's like that good and that bad of like isolation.
Yeah, because it's almost like I think I talked about earlier how there's kind of this like anxiety around everything going wrong in this song, and then it's almost fear of living because things are going wrong. You don't want to, you know, take these risks or whatever, but these are like, well, if you don't go out there and like, bad things are going to happen, but you don't live your life, then all these potential other universes or whatever, this is me reading so hard into it, won't happen. Yeah. And I think that's just really cool that she kind of has that almost parallel universe. And then she goes, I'm throwing out the milk, like taking control. Do you know what I mean? Because that's how the whole song started. The milk is sour. I love that.
I'm throwing out the milk. The olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold, which is just so relatable. Like great, that feeling too, of, especially when you're just not in a great place and you're just like, I obviously don't want to be in this. Like, this is not a choice I'm making. And I'm trying to like actively get out of it, which I feel like is that kind of totally unhinged. I need to start a garden area where we can just lose it, which I love. And it gets kind of feral. It's like, you're just trying to find something that's going to like kind of get you out of this. And you're trying to take back control of your life. And it doesn't always actually work, but I love the energy there.
Yeah. And it's kind of just the effort itself is like a big deal. Like it really is to want to change and like reverse course or whatever. Cause that even itself is hard to take that first step if you're going through it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, so much of the time you just want to kind of cry, sit and cry, which like we love to do. But to take agency and kind of let me change the way I'm feeling is really hard.
So, yeah. I wrote like a lot of thoughts right here about just the line, I need to start a garden, because in a lot of ways this song does feel low key to me, like fuck capitalism. And this part specifically just makes me kind of think about that like idea of like kind of like cottagecore vibes too, where people are like, I'm getting off, I just want to live off that land, like I'm trying to remove myself like from general society, like I just need to, I'm gonna be self-sufficient and I'm not gonna need the rest of this shitty fucked up world that she talks about earlier in the song. I think also though, like it can just obviously kind of relate to what you're saying too, and also like the self-care kind of aspect of it, like taking action to try to make ourselves feel better, or that one thing that kind of keeps us sane through it all. But
well, you know, that's an interesting direction you took it with the capitalism, which I could see it if you're like reading
maybe like not just only capitalism, but I think too like I think it can feel really frustrating sometimes as an individual in this world, because we act like so many of the problems related to like climate change or like big business and capitalism are individual issues, when they're like we didn't put these systems in place and there's not much we can do on an individual basis to really like break them down. And so I think there's can be that frustration in more of a specific, like, personal way, and also in, like, you know, more of a political way of just being frustrated at the world we're living in and how we have so little control, it feels, over a lot of it.
That was definitely just a light bulb moment for me when you went there, because I could see it too. And again, it makes sense to me, like, if you do think of it that way, because very Portlandy energy, you know, like organic granola type of thing. And I mean, yeah, to be honest, we both obviously care about the environment. So, and it's just so, you so often hear about how, like, Gen Zers are overwhelmed with, like, the prospect of, like, a future because the world yeah. is, you know,
and we put really it so much on individuals when it's yeah. really not what's going to fix yeah. any of it. It's, like, the 50 yeah. big companies that are polluting around yeah. the world.
But especially
as a considerate person, exactly, like us, who yeah. care about the yeah. environment. You know, and we're told things like don't use plastic straws. That'll help. Recycle yes, your stuff yes. when it's like these mm-hmm. things don't, they have impact, but they're not the yeah. giant impact that's needed. Yeah. So it feels kind of hopeless sometimes. And I feel like yeah. there's an aspect of this song that does feel hopeless, I think.
In yeah. Well, and exactly. Yeah. The I Need a Garden is like where it hits. And
yes.
I mean, makes sense. There are so many layers to this song. It's just
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Wow.
Which is wild to me that it was kind of just like a songwriting exercise challenge thing. Because I'm yeah. like, this song feels so like rife with potential meaning to me.
Yes,
and feels really relatable. And I don't know if that's just our generation or being a woman or like just what it is. But that's true. It feels really relatable to me.
It just means we'd get on really well with Haley if we were besties.
Oh my god, Haley, be our bestie, please.
At the same time, I'm kind of like, and I think this was especially prevalent during Corona, a lot of people are like, oh, let me, you know, self-care it up, get a plan to mm-hmm. make me feel better kind of thing. And so I took that bit to be just like, I need to like do something for myself here because like nothing's going my way. Let me like get a plant and like yeah. raise it and all of that, which is actually quite hard. So like that's funny that people like fixate on that, like having their own. You have so many plants, you Annie, mm-hmm. and I think it's just like incredibly impressive because I can't keep more than one alive at once.
I've killed several of them recently, but we're trying. Gosh. We had two deaths in
there
the
you
house.
Go.
But I do have like 25 plants in my house, so
that is part of a large number. But it's kind of like, how do you do all that? That's like hard in itself. And then like, if you're already going through it, why would you want to do that? Like that's just kind of a dual-edged sword in my
yeah,
opinion.
And you saying that just made me think of another like interpretation of this line mm-hmm. too of I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard because making this song up is just mm-hmm. as hard. And yes, plant life and gardening is very difficult as well mm-hmm. as creative pursuits. And I feel like mm-hmm. in some ways this could also be saying like at least starting a garden is hard, but I can see the products of my labor and like it feels more productive and useful in the society as opposed to writing this song that I'm not sure who's going to hear it, what it's going to mean to anyone.
Yeah.
And so I think that could, you know, right there, that's more of like a line analysis than it maybe is a whole song general theme analysis. But yeah, I think that's interesting too. Maybe that's another interpretation.
Yeah. And then just the fact that it kind of ends on this happy shalala, because that whole shalala bits, they're just like feel good bits. They're the most feel good bits of the song.
Yeah, they're the most feel good bits. And like after having that like breakdown, essentially that feral moment, it pulls back so much and it's just like calm again. And that also feels relatable. We have our big cry and then we sit down and we're like,
yes,
okay, I've got to still get back to all that shit that was still there. I still need to recollect myself and move on. I can't just be upset this forever. So I love that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my I Need a Garden moment. It's been building for a couple of days now.
Yeah, let
so
it
I'm
out,
ready
baby.
For the moment after. Can't wait to feel good. But yeah, this was shalala. Why do I
this
say it so awkwardly?
Shalala.
No.
Or
I
if
can't,
you're Shannon,
I can't
it's
do it.
Shalala.
I'm so embarrassing. Yes, though. Ooh. What tough act to follow here, Annie. What are you going to make us listen to next week?
You know what? I think I'm just going to steal your idea that we didn't end up doing.
Hey.
So next week, we are going to talk about Yellow by Coldplay.
Get in our feels.
Which is, unironically, and I feel like people don't believe me when I say this, but one of my favorite love songs of all time. And people are like, Yellow by Coldplay? And I'm like, yes, genuinely.
That's a choice. That's a choice you make every day when you say that.
I know. I love saying it because I feel like people are just like, what the fuck are you saying? And I'm like, no, I genuinely believe Yellow by Coldplay is one of the best love songs of all time.
Okay.
I wish you guys could see Shannon's face right now as I said that. But
better be on all your playlists that have any romantic anything going on.
I mean, there's a million great love songs in this world, but just like
true,
genuine
true.
Pure adoration and love. But we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait.
So
send us off, please.
We are so happy to be back, and we've loved spending this time with you guys.
Happy 2022.
Happy 2022. If you have also loved spending this time with us, we suggest following us on Spotify or giving us a rating and review and subscribing on Apple Podcasts as well. If you still haven't gotten enough of us, we have an Instagram, Songs That Send Us. We also have a Twitter. We use the Twitter a lot less, but we're trying to get better in the year 2022. So give us a follow, give us a like, give us some support. We love you guys. We've had the best time, and we will see you next week. So with that,
we're going to love you and leave you.
We're going to love you and leave you. Bye. Sha-la-la, ooh, ooh, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la.